Well, I think this is a graphic reminder to us of what's at stake every time we speak on behalf of Christ or claim to speak of the gospel. In the case of Fred Phelps, we're looking at an undiluted preacher of hatred, and he reveled in that hatred, and he did inestimable damage to the gospel and to the reputation of the Christian church. He made our job in terms of Christian truth-telling, in telling the truth about sin and the truth about the gospel, infinitely more difficult. And the worst part of it all is that he never actually ever told anyone, in terms of these public protests and his public pronouncements, how to find forgiveness of sins and life everlasting in Jesus Christ. The good news of the gospel was just absent. And it's hard to imagine a heresy any worse than the heresy of denying the gospel.